Come now, child, welcome to the world. There's so much for you to see. Hold on tight and fly just like a bird. When you are tall enough to be. And don't let anyone ever tell you where to go. Take your chances and believe. The good things, well, they are still worth fighting for. And there is such a thing as peace. And find yourself some love.
And on that note, welcome back to the Joyful Light Show. I'm Bonnie Weisenberg, along with my awesome co-host Todd Stockwell and Gary Evans.
Hey.
Welcome back.
Hey, how come you get to call him awesome
hour.
And I'm not?
No, I'm an awesome, like double awesome. But you know what? Since Todd, you know, he has the bald head
awesome,
thing going
right?
on. Mm-hmm. And I think, in fact, last time I saw him, I think the word awesome was written across his bald head. I'm not sure. Sure, but I think so. I'll have to ask Gigi, who reads your head,
mm-hmm.
and that's how she gets empowered.
Oh, geez.
Oh, that's
so, okay, what are you going to do for me, it's a little different.
For me,
for you,
yeah.
It's a little different. And so, everyone, welcome back. And to our second hour, we have some awesome guests coming up. Marvin and Sass Finker.
So, Todd, yeah. We're going to get started with an empowerment.
Right.
And I wanted to talk with Leilani out there. Leilani's calling
Leilani.
Because she's really interested
yes.
in what we're going to be talking about this hour.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some special guests
Excellent.
Coming up. And she's had, why don't you get on the Skype line so it'll be a little more easier to understand you? So I'm just giving her a little message there.
Right.
Call Bill and get on
Call
your
Bill
Skype, and we'll
get on your hook, Skype.
Yep,
your
hook,
Skype.
Yep,
your
hook,
Skype.
Yep. Hey, Todd. Todd is going to do a little now. And as we said last hour, well, I'm going to repeat it a little bit. What we do with this empowerment, we connect you to your core, so we can release the negativity, and you're able to override the negative programming. Now, these are universal codes that Todd's going to be using. It's wise that you follow along. If you're driving, you can do it, but just keep your eyes open. If you're at home, just kind of relax, breathe normally, take a deep breath, do the dragon breath, which is a kind of make a lot of noise when you breathe out. And that's what we call a dragon breath, an angel breath. It's got many names, but it's a universal language, universal code that's going to help you plug in to the source and release that negativity. And so it's going to be very beneficial to you. This is something that normally would cost thousands of dollars that you're getting for free. So please, please, please take advantage of this. And let us know how you feel. You can always give us a call after your empowerment if you'd like to know more about what's happening and what you're feeling. We can help you through that at 888-235-7374. That's 888-235-7374. And we'll be happy to discuss whatever you're going through. Maybe we can help you out with that. Well, if you're ready, Todd, we're ready to get empowered.
Yes, I'm ready. And you were doing the Max Headroom, for those of you who remember the early 80s. I think you were doing the Max Headroom empowerment. You guys were. You were.
Oh, is it really? Is it hard to understand?
It's okay. You've got a little bit of an echo from your computer, I think.
Okay.
So anyhow, but we'll all laugh about it. This will be a joke for next week. So anyhow, all right, excellent. I am prepared, and I believe we're only having Sass on. So Sass Thinker will be joining us after the empowerment.
Sure. Right.
We'll get started right now, and go ahead and take a deep, deep breath. And spark. Spark of life.
Spark of life.
Ignite.
Expand.
Explode.
Implode.
Multicolor. Rainbow. Light rainbow. Rainbow truth.
Rainbow reality.
I am a divine being.
I am a divine being.
I am on my divine path.
I am on my divine path.
Delete. Release. Burn. Reprogram.
Restructure.
Reconnect. Recomplete. Expand. Ignite. Explode. Supernova. Core of course. Expand.
Beatwe.
La amo. Zulago. Laafe.
Love.
Cuidado. Alaha. Ananeha. Ensaf. Alaha. Ananeha.
Ensaf.
I am the highest light.
I am the highest light.
I am the highest power.
I am the highest power.
I am the highest love.
I am the highest love.
I am the highest path.
I am the highest path.
I am. I remember. Amen.
Anchor.
Ground.
Solidify.
I do remember. I am complete. I do remember. I am the highest path. I do remember.
I do remember.
I am home. Amen. All right. How do you feel?
Awesome.
Oh, very good.
Very good.
That was
wonderful.
Nice.
All right.
All right.
Well, let's welcome Sass Finker.
Sass Finker, are you there?
I'm here. Thank you for that wonderful empowerment, Todd.
You're welcome. Thanks for joining us. It's exciting to have you on.
It is truly exciting. I see that you're from, New City, New York. I'm very familiar with Nyack, New York. So it's a pleasure to welcome you anyway to the show. But I found that very interesting that you are from the area where I spent my teenage years. And it's truly beautiful there.
Yes, it is. We're actually from Wesley Hills, New York, which is... probably between New City and your Nyack area.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
We do the Nyack Street Fairs in Nyack, though.
Yeah, it's just a beautiful, beautiful area, especially fall. The fall there is just truly awesome when the leaves change. And I was also reading about your jewelry.
Well, they have a healing center, a life.
They have a healing center,
yeah.
And many
things. They have all kinds
things.
Of products. All kinds.
Yeah,
of
all kinds of
about.
Products. And would you like to begin by telling us about your center and the type of work that you do there?
Sure. Our center is the Diamond Light Healing Center, and it's basically dedicated to assisting our clients in transformation through spiritual empowerment, healing, and education. So that they can actually get to know themselves better and get some empowerment and be able to go along their spiritual path. My jewelry is something that started through my channeling, and it's been something that's sort of been long coming and took me a while to actually get started on. But I work with all crystals of all different types. I do bracelets, which they're done individually. They're all handmade. I use sterling silver for the accents in it. And many of them are done for individuals who, you know, have asked for something. And I'll ask them something about themselves, and then I sort of let the stones come out of my collection and create their own pieces. And even when I try to duplicate a piece, it just doesn't work that way. They just don't allow it to happen. And many times I sat down and actually put a piece together, you know, without paying attention to what the stones actually meant. And it's just incredible the way they sort of just flow together to provide the person that they're going to exactly what they need.
I found it very interesting because I, too, I do work, well, actually the archangels come to empower the stones that I work with. And so when I saw that you do awesome jewelry with stones, I was like, oh, my goodness, you know. So it's nice to hear somebody else empowering, doing awesome empowerments with the hierarchy of light through jewelry. Mine is not jewelry, but they are crystals that the archangels have come and chosen themselves. But that's truly awesome, awesome work.
Hey, Gary.
Yeah. I'm just sitting here listening to the ladies talk.
Isn't that great that it's all about Bonnie?
I know.
It's not all about me. It's not all about me.
We call her Bonnie L for short because she's got a promotion recently.
Bonnie. No, they like to tease me because of the archangels.
You got it right. The archangels empower them.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, Gary's right here when they come to pick their stones and get them empowered and everything.
Oh, yeah. So we were quite interested in and in the process that you went through to do your work. It sounds like that you're doing a lot of good there at your center, your Diamond Light Healing Center, dedicating and assisting your clients in their transformation, which is what we're going through now. We were talking last hour about the new paradigm, and there's a lot of people that need a lot of help at this time, and it's good that you're out there helping them out.
Yes, and the nice thing about working with the crystals is that they sort of attract the people that need them, whether the people do purchase them or go for them knowingly or not. They're getting a healing, and it's sort of a free healing, which is wonderful.
How do you get a person that's a client to pick their crystals? I learned from an old teacher of mine that taught me that you just take your hand and you just kind of go over it, and it's gonna your crystal's gonna point its way to you. It's gonna pick you out more than you pick out them.
This is very true. It really is. It's amazing how you can put I can put out a bunch of different bracelets, and we've put some things in different stores. And it's amazing to see how people who normally would not even be attracted to them just get attracted to them. And then they know just from looking at it or just from getting the energy from it, just which ones they need. And it's interesting to watch how the things that they actually pick correspond to just what they need.
Yeah, crystals are very powerful tools that we use.
Mm-hmm. They definitely are.
Yeah. Now, and Todd, did you have anything to add? You were trying to get a word in edgewise there a minute ago.
Oh, no, I wasn't doing that. I was just having fun with Bonnie, you know, Bonnie.
Oh, okay.
Every once in a while, we got
Bonnie L.
Had some humor with Bonnie L. You know, we
That was just a
little humor.
All right. Now, we were talking about crystals and how you could use those as powerful tools. And to find someone that's really truly enlightened on crystals, it can be a benefit to you, because if you're just starting out, it is something that you can put in your toolbox that actually can come in very handy. And because it's an empowerment tool that we use, those of us that do in spiritual work. And if you're just beginning your spiritual work, you're going to want to include crystals in your spiritual work because it's really going to help you a lot, help you on your journey toward health and wholeness, is I think the way that you put it in the email that we received. And do you have anything to add to that? How do you work with your crystals, and how do you empower them, and how do you use them in your work?
I use them in different ways. Besides using them in my jewelry, I also use them for on the physical body to do healings.
Mm-hmm.
But I just find that there are a certain number of people that will come to you for crystal healings, and there are others that won't. And I guess part of what the archangels are asking me to do is to get the crystals out to those people that aren't coming for healings so that they can get the healings. And that's what we're doing with the bracelets. And then we also have another thing that we do, which is called a Protect Your Back, which is just a little amulet that has some small crystals going down the back of it. And at the bottom, it has a protection symbol of some sort, whether it be a goddess symbol or a religious symbol, so that it relates to all different people in different ways. And those crystals are all programmed for protection. And I started it because there were so many times that, being very sensitive to energy, that I would walk into some place and I would feel like, yeah, the front of me was totally protected because I was watching, but what about the back of me? And it has a small clasp on it, and it hooks onto the back of your necklace, or you can put it on, you know, anything that you're carrying, really, and it's meant to protect your back.
Wow.
Yeah, and for those of you that we have people in all levels of spirituality that listen to the program. So, when you feel this uneasiness, sometimes you'll walk into a place and it'll feel sticky and a little icky, and she's using these stones to take away the negativity.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you're allowed when you walk into a space that you're uncomfortable with to change that energy.
Yes.
And many times, just having a crystal or something like that will take a step in that direction for you. So they're really good tools to use. When we do healings, for example, we set up a grid sometimes underneath a person with a crystal or crystals in geometric or divine geometry that will bring heaven down to earth, and you're actually up above heaven whenever you're bringing this down with the energy, and it can help amp up whatever you're doing, whatever healing you're doing. And so they're very effective tools. And if you use them properly, of course, Todd teaches this in many of his classes that he, and if you really want to know more about this, you can go on Todd's website. And when he comes into town, he does classes and teaches you how to do healings, negative structure removals, how to use crystals and empower them in an effective way, where your work will be more effective, and you'll be able to use not only the protection and doing away with the negative energies, but also drawing in the positive energies. Yeah, you want to jump in here and tell them a little more about that?
Well, what I wanted to talk about is so Sass, can you explain some of the other things, like you do the guardian angel readings and things like that. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Sure. The guardian angel readings that I do, basically what we do is we schedule an appointment ahead of time, because in order to actually determine the person's guardian angel, I need to know when they were born, where they were born, and we figure out the guardian angel that corresponds to the time of their birth and the location. And then what we do is we set up a reading in which it can be done in person, it can be done on computer, you know, with Skype, or, you know, on the phone line or any way like that. And we call in their guardian angel, and it's an opportunity for everybody to meet their guardian angel. And basically everybody, you know, at the time of your birth, you're assigned to a guardian angel, and this angel is with you through your lifetime and is there ready to help you with your empowerments, with your progression in life, and going along your path and solving whatever issues you need to solve, as long as you're open to it. So we connect you, and during the reading itself, you can ask any kind of questions, and then hopefully afterwards, you've developed some kind of a relationship, and you know, you're more open to hearing what's being told to you.
Excellent. Wonderful. And Gary, you guys still there?
Yeah,
we're listening.
I heard an echo, so I didn't know if we lost you.
Yeah, no. I know it's like echo day here in Florida.
Since you were you've worked in the New York area there, I'm sure that you have a little more insight into it. So we're letting you ask the questions.
Right.
That you wanted to ask.
I see here, though, can you explain about, I found this very interesting, it sounds beautiful, about your Healing Heart Diamond Gem Elixir Spray with roses, because Christ tends to come with that beautiful smell of roses. And so as I was reading your information, it just sounded so interesting, Sal. So would you mind explaining a little bit about that?
Sure. We have an uncut diamond that is naturally in the shape of a heart, and this is exactly the way the diamond came out of the ground. It hasn't been touched. So being it has a heart shape, besides the fact that it has all of the energy of a crystal, because diamonds are crystals and they're master healers, it also has the shape of a heart, and it will give off the same type of energy that, you know, a heart is associated with, such as spiritual and emotional and moral aspects of life. So it helps in those kind of healings. And what we do is we take the diamond and we make a gem elixir out of it. And this is done under the full moon, and it's done with distilled water. And the stone sits in a pyramid for a period of 24 hours. And the water gets totally empowered and strengthened because the energy from the diamond comes off into the water. We then take that water, and I grow roses in my backyard, and we take those roses and we distill water from the water from them, so that it's distilled rose water. The roses are all pesticide free. And we mix the rose water with the diamond elixir. So now we're adding all of the properties of the roses to it. And then basically we put one drop of rose oil into it, and that's only done to act as a preservative. And what we do is, what you can do is you can spray this anywhere, any place that you go into, and it just sort of calms the energy. Besides having a beautiful scent, it calms the energy in the room. I've used it many times when I have family functions and have my whole family over, because you get such a mix of energy that way, and everybody just is pleasant. They get along, and it just makes the day go wonderfully. We also use it when we teach classes. It just helps calm everybody down and put everybody in a nicer state.
Mm-hmm.
We've sold it to people who have sprayed their bodies with it. I mean, it's like being back in a rose garden, and it has all the energy of the healing of the crystals itself.
Right, because I'm listening to you explain it, and it's exactly the reasons to help you relax, to feel tranquil, to feel peaceful. It is the reason why Christ has chosen that scent to come with, is the scent of roses. So that's truly awesome that you have a spray that people can spray wherever and whenever, to feel that incredible sense of tranquility. So it's beautiful.
It would never work around my house, though, because if my relatives come and I've got diamonds laying around, it tends to go in their pockets.
Oh, my goodness.
You gotta be careful with that kind of stuff. Just be aware, if you're using real diamonds shaped like anything,
well,
you've
got
to be real careful.
There's no diamond in the spray. So it should be pretty safe.
Oh, okay. Obviously, you have better friends than we associate with.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness. What?
Oh, I'm not saying anything. Nothing at all. Nothing at all. I see here, too, that you also teach, as we do, sacred divine geometry. Can you explain to us the reason why you teach that class, and what is divine about geometry? Would you mind explaining that?
I found calculus to be a challenge.
Well, we teach the class that we teach with Sacred Divine Geometry. We teach people how to use the three geometric shapes. It's the circle, the square, and the triangle, which are very powerful shapes. And we teach them how to use them. You can use them to create a temple in the room, to protect a room, to empower a room, and it's a very very good way for people to learn to use the geometric shapes and to go on with their empowerment. And it's a short class, but it is a very powerful one.
Mm-hmm. And you find those same shapes in nature too, and in your crystals that you're using. In a lot of cases, the diamonds and the triangles. And that's where they get their power and their energy from, is the divine geometry, because it was created by the divine source, and so it's found in nature in the elements. And that's what we're working with here. You're working on the highest and the lowest level at the same time when you're working with these. I find, you know, it's really easy to connect with source.
Oh, definitely. Most definitely.
So... go ahead, Todd.
Well, I wasn't saying anything. I was being silent and paying attention.
Just
it's,
listening,
it's a
yeah.
Wonderful,
it's a wonderful thing. Yeah, and having crystals around, yeah. We were walking, we were going through a shop with Todd when Todd was here a couple of months ago. Mm-hmm. And he was buying some seashells for his daughters, and we were looking over, and she saw these smoky quartz crystals, and he says, you ought to pick up some of those. You put them in the corner of your house, mm-hmm. and it's very good to take away the negativity. Mm-hmm. So the crystals, you use those in a lot of what you do could be used in a formation, I would suppose, too.
You just broke up totally. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm saying
that
these crystals can be placed in strategic points of a room.
Most definitely.
And it has a feng shui kind of application?
They can be placed, most definitely can be placed in rooms for that. They can. They will also, they will clear a room totally of all kinds of energy. And mm-hmm. they will, there are crystals that will clear crystals as well. So that they're just wonderful for clearing energy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, having them in the room, it makes it so much more pleasant to be in a room.
Yeah, and the cleaner the room, the more energy you can bring into the room, the more empowered your healing work is going to be.
Exactly.
And whatever spirituality or function that you're performing. Mm-hmm. And are there any particular crystals that are better than others?
I wouldn't say there are any that are better than others. They're all, depending upon what it is that the individual needs, there are different crystals that you would use for that. There are crystals mm-hmm. that are going to bring more loving energy in, and there are crystals that are going to bring in things, more psychic energy in. It depends on mm-hmm. what your need is. It's mm-hmm. nice to sort of have a balance of them so that you don't go too far in any which direction. I know if my husband takes an amethyst crystal and wears it, he is like flying all day, and you got to sort of ground him with something else.
Because he just gets
nothing done.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you do with them, you just sort of have to make sure that you're keeping yourself. But basically, any kind of crystal, it doesn't matter whether it's the cleanest and best crystal in the world or not. They all have have wonderful energy to them. You know, when you first get one, I would definitely recommend cleaning it, clearing it, maybe programming it for what you want to use it for.
Mm-hmm.
But they're all going to provide great healing energy.
Right.
Yeah.
Todd?
Is Todd there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm just thinking that the... sounds great. I'm in the rain here, pretty heavy, so I'm a little quieter because I'm paying attention to what I need to. If you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're getting I think you're getting part of that tropical storm that came through
right.
Florida.
Yeah,
we're down in Fort Lauderdale. Yeah, that's part of that system that just came through here,
mm-hmm.
and it cleared everything out. We noticed an energy shift right away mm-hmm. whenever it first passed over, and it had a kind of a cleansing effect and what have you. And of course, it's moving into the Midwest now, and a lot of the areas that needed rain are getting moisture from Fay. And as we mentioned last hour, we were coming through, and we were told not to mess with this storm.
Yes.
Sometimes we try to protect ourselves
mm-hmm.
too much. And so we
mm-hmm.
checked in with Source, and Source says, no, just leave it alone.
It's got
a purpose. It's going where it needs to go.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be doing what it needs to do
mm-hmm.
and performing the function that we're setting it out. So let the elements work sometimes. And that's, you know, we're talking about crystals and their empowering tools that you can use mm-hmm. Regardless of what you're doing. And do you have any crystals that you'd recommend for people that are... There are people that have been doing this for years and people that are just getting started using crystals. First of all, let's just do like a crystal 101. What are the benefits of using a crystal? Basically, it's the power, it's the clearing of the negativity. How would you express that? Why would you encourage them to use a crystal?
Crystals are a very gentle way of empowering and getting the energy. It's a very simple thing. It's just a matter of you can get it. You can pick up a crystal in any small rock shop.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, I would recommend get the one that attracts you the most, because that's usually the one that's going to do the most for you in terms of energy and healing. And take it. You can put it out in the sunlight for 24 hours, because that will help clear it. And if you choose not to, other ways of doing it, you can put it under some running water. That will also clear it, get it nice and clear. The only thing I don't really recommend is using salt to clear it, only because it's a little bit harsh. And I tend mm-hmm. to go a little bit easier on my crystals. And then mm-hmm. Think about set your intention for what you really wanted to do for yourself, and mm-hmm. sit down with it and just send that energy into the crystal. And mm-hmm. once you've done that, if you just let the crystal then do its own work for you, it will.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah,
you know,
it's
sometimes
like a computer,
you'll find... Exactly. That's exactly it. Yeah. It'll work for you. Sometimes you may find that if you spend a whole day within your pocket, you may feel, you know, sometimes you get a little bit too much energy. And if that's the mm-hmm. case, then back off and take it back out the next day and hold it for an hour or 2 hours and, you know, slowly build up being with it.
Mm-hmm.
But,
excellent.
You know,
and Seth, so you also do bath salts, right?
Yes, I do. And
uh-huh.
my bath salts, they're all different salt combinations that I've chosen mm-hmm. based on what they're for. And then I mix my own essential oils for them. And the the essential oils are then empowered with depending upon what the energy that we're bringing through, they're either empowered with the healing, the heart-shaped diamond that we use, or we have a second diamond that we also use, which is actually in the shape of a six-pointed star. And it's also a natural uncut diamond. And it provides a totally different type of energy from the heart-shaped diamond. And for my purification bath, I use the six-pointed star, for instance, because it's just a much different energy. And it's better at clearing out meridians and everything else within your body. And whereas for my love or my basic healing bath, I would use the heart-shaped diamond, which provides that type of energy. And I also mix some herbs, which go into the bath salt. Mm. And they're all also done under the energy of the full moon. And we've been having a lot of good feedback on them. Mm-hmm. All of our products are actually described on our website, which is diamondlighthc.com.
Okay.
And
yeah,
they are all available.
You have a program coming up, don't you, that you guys are doing?
Yes, we do.
This
weekend we're doing an adept initiation class. It's an adept class and training, and then it it will be followed by teaching DNA activations, and we will be doing an initiation at the end of the two-day class. And that's excellent. Going to be offered in Manhattan.
Wonderful. All right.
Awesome. Truly,
so,
truly awesome.
So what was the website again, so everybody can get that down and your phone number to reach you?
The website is www.diamondlighthc.com, and the phone number to reach us at would be 845-362-5176.
Excellent. All right. Thank you. And, Gary, you guys want to share your info, right?
Sure. But, thank you so much. And I'll give them our website here. We're at www.raysofthelight.com. Arrays is spelled R-E-Y-S of the light, .com. And our email address?
Our email address is spirit111@comcast.net. That's spirit111@comcast.net. And you can certainly call us at 954-937-5938. Gary has an awesome, incredible healing class coming up that he'll be teaching this coming Sunday.
Yeah, we've had some inquiries about people that want to join us in progress. That's quite all right, because it's just a class that just continues to roll. And what we're going to be doing is we're going to be healing with the light rays, various colors.
Yes.
And we'll show you how to use the colors and which finger to properly use.
Yes.
to infuse the energy, so to speak, as we send it through your little bodies.
Yes.
And hopefully to get a good result. And we're going to teach you how to do that. And we work on each other. So if you want to join our class, you get a healing for free. Hey.
Hey.
It's a lot of fun. And we do a negative structure removal with that. And yeah, we teach you some very high-level stuff that if you this high-level stuff is very attainable for people just starting out, even if you've had some of the empowerments like we did at the first of the show here. When we do an empowerment to start to start the class, especially when we're doing healing classes, things that require energy coming through, and so we'll do that healing class with an empowerment, and we're going to amp up your energy, and we use the crystals.
Yes, we do.
We build a platform for a healing.
Yes.
And it's a little healing platform, and we put an altar, build an altar, and we teach you how to build your altar, do your platform, then do the healing work so you get good results. And it's a very high-level healing class that will empower you to not only heal others but yourself. It's very self-empowering. And you're going to find that you're going to get a lot out of this class that you'll take home with you. That's the nice thing about empowerments, is that you don't walk away from them. They don't wear off with age, and that you can't. When you take a bath, it's not going to wash off. They just keep building and building on one another until finally you reach a point where you're able to do what you want to do and accomplish the goals that you've always dreamed of, because your dreams are just an empowerment away, really. Basically, it's all in getting in the right vibration. Living your dream, which was what we were talking of, and we're talking with Sass about her dream. You know, she's working with the crystals and how they empower. And I can tell that she is very into what she's doing, and she's very conscious of other people and their needs. And I think it's just wonderful work you're doing there.
And a wonderful light center. Wonderful, wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Sure, it's like a beacon. She's a beacon.
Yeah.
A beacon. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Sure.
Right.
It's been very...
And Todd, your information?
Yes, my information is beyond1111.com. That's beyond1111.com. Or else you can reach me at 734-740-9110. I've got quite a few programs coming up. I got one in L.A. coming up shortly, so give us a call if you're in that area. I want in Phoenix coming up shortly. I want in New York shortly. I'll call the different areas. So check with us, and we'll see if we're coming to your area, or else you can come to one of the areas and join us. So
Sure, and it doesn't matter what level of spirituality you're operating on. Mm-hmm. You could have been doing spiritual work, light work for years, or you could just be beginning. Don't be intimidated at all because you don't understand the language.
Right.
Don't really understand what we're talking about. Because that's kind of why we do the empowerments, and kind of why we were walking you through the crystals, you know, on a basic 101 kind of level, is that once you start working with these tools, you're going to catch on very quickly, especially now that the veils are down and all the information, all the light is coming through, the new paradigm, heaven on earth, you know, the earth is ascending and heaven mm-hmm. is coming down.
Yes.
And so you really get it quickly. What I'm finding is people that have been doing light work for like 30 years are really amazed at how quick the new ones are coming along,
mm-hmm.
especially the little indigos. I mean, it's like
mm-hmm.
it's like you got a 3 or 4 year old there at home that is just mm-hmm. amazing, Todd. I mean, they really pick it up quickly.
I've got a 4 year old, an 8 year old, and a 16 year old, and they're all very aware. You know, I kid my 8-year-old daughter, Sierra, that, you know, she's ready to teach shortly, you know, so.
Uh-huh.
So.
And it's true, you know, it's true. Uh-huh. It's the little ones that are coming along, and I don't think there's been any other age in the history of mankind where the young ones are keeping, step with the older,
mm-hmm.
The elders, so to speak, what you would say. The mature adults mm-hmm. aren't the ones that have all the knowledge anymore.
Right.
It's really a unique opportunity that you have in this new paradigm to actually learn and grow, and we're all growing together. And since we do it without ego, it's okay if you get the information from a source that you know years ago you would question, like mm-hmm. like a youngster, because mm-hmm. these little indigos, these children really are getting a lot of information, and they're getting it first. And so it's one of those things where you really got to sit and listen to them because they're keeping right in step. I mean, I remember whenever Todd was talking about whenever he first started learning his spiritual path, and it was like he knew all the answers before when they asked the question, you know, and not having been trained before,
mm-hmm.
and you're finding this with a lot of children
right.
these days, and so as you're growing up, growing up spiritually, whether you're in your 50s or 60s, you're like mm-hmm. a child, but you're catching on quickly,
right.
And so you're not going to be left behind. You're going to understand this stuff, and you're going to be able to use it very, very rapidly, because that's what we're here for, is to, first of all, get you empowered so that your spiritual vibration is high enough where you will understand and you can actually reach the goals that you set for yourself. Find your path. Once you find your path, you're unstoppable. You're on your way. You want to talk a little about about the stones that we were talking about, since we're talking about crystals and empowerments.
Oh,
we've had some interesting developments that mm-hmm. We want to talk about.
Well, I don't want them to think it's all about me.
But Bonnie has, but Bonnie finished. Bonnie L,
no,
as we
don't.
Call her, since she got her promotion.
Please don't.
Well, we're teasing.
I know.
But we were doing a thing on Archangels last week, and we dubbed her Bonnie L.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's kind of stuck.
Oh, yes, it did. And not just here, but also above. So I'm like, oh, my goodness. Well, what I was trying to say before with Sass is just that I was just so thrilled to read about your jewelry, Sass, because I just, in fact, would love to even see it. I'm just fascinated with it. How the Archangels came to me, I think it was about, I don't know, Todd Gary, like October last year, January, I can't remember. But what it is that they came and they wanted people to be able to heal themselves and to be able to manifest and to actually see their path, what they're meant to do, what they came here to do and to create by being empowered through a stone, through a crystal, and to use a ribbon, which they'll empower, which is their light ray, and they chose their stones, they chose their colors, they chose the color ribbon, and through this, they actually came and empowered the stones, Every single one of the first hierarchy, and I just got word the other day when I'm done doing what I'm doing now, which is why they're teasing me, to go ahead and start with the second hierarchy, choose second quorum, and they're going to choose their own stones. But they came to choose the color, and actually what they're being used for is for healing, for manifesting, for being able to see what you came here to do. Mm-hmm. And when you mentioned about the indigos being right there, that's true, because when we were at that fair in February, a parent wouldn't let a child purchase one, which is fine, but the child picked up, I think, the Raphael one and actually held it and saw right away what he was meant to do. And said, okay, thank you very much.
The divine path opened up.
Yeah, divine path opened up.
And just from holding the stone, they didn't even have to purchase the stone.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, we don't care if they purchase the stone.
No, that's not what it's about.
It's about the healing work.
Right.
It's about getting on their path.
Mm-hmm.
And from these stones, Bonnie has found her path pretty much by doing the work on the stones, because she just finished the book, Todd. Just finished.
Yay!
Yeah, and it's good. And we talked with the publisher, and the publisher said, that's good.
Well, yeah, but
and
it wasn't
so we're finishing up the artwork, and we're going to probably be in print in the spring.
It'll be out with the spring
and
products with it, including the stones.
Yeah, we're going to have the stones, and the stones are the ones that set it all up. And so this is a matter of, and Todd, we've been getting very strong messages that you're supposed to begin yours, wink, wink, your book very soon.
That was mentioned last night to me. And that was mentioned last night to me when we were discussing the publisher, because this is
opening. Okay. Just let me know which one is supposed to happen real soon, okay?
One step at a time.
One step at a time, I know, but... It's just very interesting work. Is Sass still there?
I'm still here.
Awesome.
Yay.
Awesome. Is there somewhere on your website where people can see example of your work, what you create?
Yeah, give us the address.
The web address is www.diamondlighthc.com. And there are examples of the protect your backs. There are examples, well, there's a lot of information on the bath salts as well as the elixirs. And there are some pictures of bracelets as well. And there are also actually pictures of the two stones that are used in doing the elixirs. The bracelets, there are not a lot of pictures of, only because they are all individually made, so there are no two alike. And it's very hard to, they basically, what's happening is they're finding homes sort of as fast as I can make them. Mm-hmm. So they're just not getting on there. But they can be made, you know, for anybody that, you know, the people prefer a certain color or want them for a certain purpose. They can be done that way. And I'd love to get, you know, if you can get in touch with me, and I'd be more than happy to get some for you to see.
Oh, that would be great. So you can contact Sass on the website and adopt a crystal. Of course, we have to check your references first.
We're just
sure they get a good home.
You're right. But that's truly that's fascinating.
Okay, well, let's get Todd's. We only got 3 minutes left here, so we got time for closing remarks for everyone. Anything anything you'd like to say in closing, Sass? Let us know where you're going to be next week. You got something coming up, a show or some kind of function?
This weekend we're going to be doing our Adept class, which is a wonderful class for empowerment and for an introduction, bringing you up to your first level of initiation for doing light work and spiritual work. We're also going to be teaching how to do DNA activations. And then on September 7th, we will be at the NIAC September Fest. We're going to have a booth, and we'll be all of my jewelry and salts and everything else will be there if anybody would like to come and see them.
Awesome.
Okay, so doing using your crystals for etheric surgery. Yeah, okay. That's always fun when you get to cut stuff.
cut up stuff.
All right. Well, thank you, Sass. And Todd, what is your web address again, and what do you got coming up? Have you got anything you'd like to close with here?
You can check out the website at beyond1111.com. That's beyond1111.com. Mm-hmm. And the number is 734-740-9110. I have some programs, some warrior programs and leadership programs coming up in Los Angeles City, Phoenix, and a few other places. So just go ahead and check. So give me a call.
Also, Todd, don't forget you're going to be speaking at the New Life Expo in New York on the weekend of October 17th.
Exactly, October 17th, I'll be in New York City speaking at the New Life Expo. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Awesome.
Okay. All right, so all I wanted to mention, we got our healing class on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Check our website at www.raysofthelight.com, R-E-Y-S. And we're going to be doing some more Kabbalah. And we do all of this with Beyonder energy.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're able to do what would take you normally years in just a matter of weeks. So please join us, and we'd love to hear from you.
Right, you can email us at spirit111@comcast.net or call us 954-937-5938. And thank you to Sass for joining us. And thank you,
Todd.
Thank you, Todd.
And Dr. Lori Kay next week.
Dr. Lori Kay next week. Take care, everyone, and God bless.
The good things, well, they are still worth fighting for. And there is such a thing as peace. And find yourself some love, a good love. And don't let it slip away. Just find yourself some love, some truly it's all you will need today. And the love you make, all the love you break, all the love you will surely bring, someday it may change everything. Oh, so find yourself some love.
Hi, I'm Gary Evans. Join me and Bonnie Weisenberg, Todd Stockwell for an hour of spiritual enlightenment, lightheartedness, and fun. The show's called The Joyful Light. We're on every Wednesday night with multidimensional guests from across the universe. Each week, we're going to take it directly to the source of the light, down through the archetypes, and into the new paradigm. It's a joyful journey you won't want to miss. Every Wednesday night, The Joyful Light's a show that is both out there and in here.